so this air tankers can be used.
KPCC's Patricia Nazario was at the governor's press conference. Patricia, are you there?
Hi, Pat.
Hi. So the governor, clearly just from glancing at the television screen, it looked extremely concerned about what's going on. This is a big deal in his governorship.
He's concerned because there are so many fires and it's so widespread. The one thing he did was he praised the collaborative efforts between all the different departments working together. He praised the firefighters out there on the front line, their bravery, their hard work. And he said the one thing that we can't give these people who are asking us for help is we can't give them the rain. We can't make the wind stop. And until those conditions cooperate, yeah, he's concerned.
The allocation of resources is something his administration had looked into not long after the Cedar fires of 2003. Did he talk about how much equipment is available and what else he has to tap?
He talked about the state exhausting all of our efforts, and he also talked about an agreement with neighboring states. So as far as California goes, he says all of 90 crafts in the state are being used right now, plus 6 more lent to us from the federal government. And he said that they're cashing in some of those agreements with the neighboring states, and he said they've been lending a helping hand also.
We'll be talking a little more about what the state of California and the federal government have been able to provide later in the program. President Bush declared a federal emergency for 7 counties. White House Press Secretary Dana Perino said it was very premature to talk about a presidential visit to the region, as so often happens in the wake of disasters. Patricia, what does the governor do now?
The governor came this morning, got a briefing. He said he was coming here straight from San Diego. So I think he's making it his business to show his face, to be present. He did say, you know, I want people to know that we're going to stand in this together like a family. I want everyone to know that I'm backing them up. You know, we're going to make state money, local money, state money, federal money available to help people get back on their feet. It was very heartfelt in a sense. He talked about, you know, having toured some of the homes here in the Lake Arrowhead area. And he said it's devastating to him to see, you know, he can appreciate that these people have worked very hard. They've saved their money. They've bought their dream homes in some instance. And in an hour, it's all gone.
Patricia, thanks very much.
You're welcome.